The following program is produced and distributed by KETR.org. You can help by visiting KETR.org and clicking donate.
Welcome to this week's edition of Lions Roar on KETR, the Lions Sports Network, live from the main cafe on the Texas A&M University Commerce campus. Tim McMurray, Director of Athletics, will be joined today by our head football coach, Colby Carthel, in segment two, Artasia Gay from our women's basketball team, and then finally our men's and women's head golf coach, Ron McCosco, to wrap a very successful fall season. Before we get in with Coach Carthel, busy weekend, as always, this time of year for Lion Athletics football, with a very impressive 52-0 win on Senior Day to move to 8-1, 5-1 in the Lone Star. We'll talk about that with Coach Carthel in a few moments. Soccer, unfortunately, with an end of their season, 12-4-3. Terrific year for Neil Piper with just two freshmen in the lineup, and losing in the conference tournament semifinals to West Texas. And then finally, volleyball, our seventh-ranked volleyball team in the regions. The regional rankings just came out yesterday. And volleyball with a huge home series this weekend with West Texas and Permian Basin coming in for their senior day on Saturday against WT at 2 p.m. With segment one, let's roll right in with Coach Carthel. Coach, huge win senior day, the winningest senior class now in school history, tied for that mark, and certainly get a chance to break it this weekend. 21 seniors, very, very special weekend. Talk about how it all rolled out.
It was awesome all week long, and special weekend for those guys. We had a senior dinner, a lot of fun with their parents, and roasted those guys a little bit Friday night. But then Saturday, you know, to come out and play well and have a great victory, and also have a lot of fun. Every eligible senior on offense scored or took part in a touchdown. You know, Jacob Norton is retiring as the all-time greatest quarterback in Lion football history. One for one touchdown.
With a 449 rating.
Yes, he is. So, you know, it was just awesome. Guys like that have done so much for our program that people don't hear a lot about. But a special senior class, seven of those guys part of that original 36 signing class that we did in 8 days. And for them, they signed on when we were flat, rotten, awful, you know. And to leave here as the winningest senior class in school history shows how far this program's gone. And it's because of guys like those seven and the other, you know, 14, 15 seniors that we have that we've added to that group. So really a fun night for those guys and a good win for Lion football.
We didn't just beat a JV team either, Permian Basin, third year of their program. But they have a conference win this year. They've gained yards against some teams, I think in the midst of, and we'll talk about Hawkins Field in a minute, but that and senior day and our strong performance coming off the WT victory, I think it gets lost in the shuffle. It's hard to win, period, and it's really hard to shut out a team.
Well, you know, they've given people real fits. Again, beat Western New Mexico, who's beat a couple teams in our league, who beat Kingsville and Tarleton, and they've been right in it with some other teams. They've outgained some teams, 500 yards to 350. And for our team to show up and just totally dominate, you know, Midwestern dominated them the week before, 66-6, but UTPB had five turnovers. Mm-hmm. Well, UTPB played a really good game against us. They didn't turn the ball over once, and, you know, with 60 yards on their final drive, finally went over 100 yards for the game. So really pleased with just an overall well-played game by our team. You know, it's the first time I felt like we've done it this season, to play really well offense, defense, and special teams for 60 minutes and beat a team 52-0. So really pleased with that outcome and that performance.
Very special day. Just quickly want to touch on it. We talked about it a lot last week, but we finally – you will practice this evening on Ernest Hawkins Field. I guess it'll actually be our first practice on Ernest Hawkins Field tonight.
Yes, it will. It was an even more special day to dedicate that field to the living legend himself, Ernest Hawkins, and all-time winningest coach here, all-around great guy and just a pillar of this community. So he's responsible for all the tradition, you know, 90% of the tradition that's been built within this – program, the 23 Lone Star Conference Championships, all-time winningest program in LSC history. And so what a way to honor him. And I thought it was just very well attended. A lot of legends that played even back before, you know, when Hawkins was an assistant here. Some of the Sykes boys were here. So it was really fun to see that and see what it meant to Coach and to his family. And we're undefeated on Hawkins Field.
That's
so
right.
No pressure. Just got to keep it that way. So it was a fun day all the way around for Lion football.
Several positive calls and emails and correspondence we both got from this great event. Over 360,000 gifts and pledges already in just 7 weeks, 7.5 weeks now of this campaign. And to clarify, not a contentious question, but something I know you and I both received, we're not taking Memorial Stadium off of the stadium. The stadium and the field, very common throughout college football across the country. We now have a name on our stadium, Memorial Stadium. We'll always have that.
Yes.
And now we also will always have Ernest Hawkins on the name of the field. So,
And Coach was very adamant that he does not want Memorial Stadium changed, and we're not changing that.
Absolutely.
That stadium's dedicated to the men and women who fought and died for our freedoms, and one of those freedoms is to play this great game of football. But the field itself will forever be remembered as Ernest Hawkins Field.
Let's go back to our team now. We're seventh in the Region 4 rankings this week, and, you know, as we call it, you know, we're eighth in the national polls, as we explained. That's kind of the popularity, the beauty contest. Mm-hmm. What really matters is regional rankings. Now, we do have, obviously, very strong with about half of our regions in the top 25.
Right.
And there's a couple of nightmare scenarios that you and I have discussed, and even actually had a chance to point out to somebody yesterday who will remain nameless, but well, on the committee that's very influential, and didn't realize that there's a couple of nightmare scenarios. Why don't you tell us about that?
There's nine of our top 10 regional rankings, regional ranked teams are in the top 20. And so just a lot of really good football being played out here in Region 4. And, you know, there's a scenario where there could be 9 1-loss teams. You know, how you pick 7 from that, good luck. There's another scenario you could have 8 2-loss teams. So, you know, a lot riding on this last weekend. You know, numbers don't really add up to me with us being 7th, but, you know, that's where the human error, and I think it is an error that we are 7th, and I think some of those people on that regional and national committee need to get it right this last week. But we can't worry about them and their dysfunction. We've got to handle our business, and that's playing well Saturday against Tarleton State.
Absolutely, and I know that you guys have already started game planning, obviously, in prep this week very quickly. Talk a little bit about the challenges and the matchups, and I know we've got a Tarrant County alumni tailgate planned over there, so we'll have a good group over there. And going into not only a hostile environment, but an environment that's under construction as they're doing some renovation on their new stadium, but on the field, talk about what Tarleton presents.
You know, Coach Witness is his third tour duty there, and he's a very tenured and successful head coach in this league, and he's put together a great team. You know, his motto is to build it, you know, with transfers, and he's got a whole bunch of them, and they're very, very talented. And, you know, I think, man for man, this is the most talented team up that we have faced. You know, I think their talent really compares to ours. And, you know, hopefully some of our depth shows up, and hopefully we just show up and make plays, because they're a very, very, you know, talented team. They've been inconsistent. You know, as I see them, they kind of play to the level of their competition. They play some teams that aren't as good. They don't play very good. They play good teams. They play really well. As was evident last week, they took Midwestern to the wire, lost in overtime. They should have won the game. You know, they pretty well gave it to Midwestern. But, you know, we're going to go over there and have a good game plan and not be concerned with what they do. We've got to take care of our business. And if we play well, offense, defense, special teams, we're going to have a good chance to be successful. But we got to play well. And so we got to have a good week of practice and get over there and earn it. And that's going to be our focus, is to just take care of our business and earn a chance to play in the playoffs.
And certainly not to take that for granted or plan ahead, but Sunday, 4 o'clock Central, NCAA selection show, we will plan to get all the formal information about that out right after the game Saturday. But so fans can make plans after the victory. We will plan to have a show here in the Rayburn Student Center at the club and celebrate it and look forward to our playoff edition next week of Lions Roar.
Let's hope so.
All right, Coach.
I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks for joining us.
Yep.
We'll be back in segment 2 with Artasia Gay from women's basketball.
Hi. The program you're enjoying right now was made possible by a group of folks just like you who make contributions to public radio. Support programs just like this one. Visit KETR.org and click donate.
Back in segment 2 of Lions Roar from the main cafe on the Texas A&M University Commerce campus on KETR, the Lions Sports Network. I'm Tim McMurray, joined by our anxious yet well-behaved crowd here at main cafe. And in segment 2, we're joined by women's basketball student-athlete, senior Artasia Gay. Tay, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about it, senior year. Obviously, you've been through a lot here, ups and downs, and really taking a lot of momentum coming off of a 20-win season. Talk about from the time you got here and arrived with this program and what you've seen transpire and how you've seen it evolve.
Well, every year, Coach makes sure that he brings in even more talent than before. So from the first year to now, it's just been like a upward trend every year. They do a great job recruiting and bringing in people to p- pick up what we lost every year and just to keep building the program up.
Terrific. We've had a couple inter-squad scrimmages already, and then we're over at UTA on Sunday. Talk about just from obviously the 3 weeks or so of formal practice we've had, the two scrimmages and the scrimmage with UTA. Talk about what you see so far from this team and what you like, what we have to improve on, what the depth looks like.
I'm really excited about this team, and as far as the depth is, from our starters to the bench, I feel like there's no drop-off. So, like, it'll be really exciting to watch us play, and it's really exciting to play with this group of people because it's just a really talented team, and everybody, when your jersey number's called, everybody's ready to go play, and everybody gives their all, and it's really exciting to see.
What about going over, I feel like going over to College Park Center at UTA, that's a lot like the conference tournament will be in terms of playing a little bit bigger arena and, like we'll play in Frisco this year at Dr. Pepper Center. And so that, you feel like that gets you guys ready for, some of the bigger tests coming up down the road?
I think it does. For people who have been here, we already, have seen that type of stage. But for, like, our freshmen who came in and played, I think it gets them ready because they really haven't had a chance to play in a place like that. So, and I feel like when they did go out and play, they did a really great job and they really played well. And that's going to help them for the season and be more confident when we're playing in our own league and in our own gym and stuff like that.
1525 Memorial Tournament coming up this weekend, 3 home games in 4 days. 2 with opponents from Colorado and our region in the RMAC, and then Monday night with Lubbock Christian. Talk about what it means to open with, first of all, 3 and 4 days, and then also get a chance to start at home.
This year we have the toughest schedule that we've had ever, and starting out with those 3 games, none of the games are going to be easy, so we know we have to come out and play our best basketball. But it's exciting to have those games and to have them at home and to be able to play in front of our own crowd and get a chance to get some wins early in the season with teams like that, because they're really talented teams, they're really good teams, and they're not just going to come let us beat them. So it's going to be good games to come to play and to play in front of our fans.
Chance to play later on in the year. We'll obviously talk more about the season as it transpires, but very early in conference play around mid-January, we're on ESPN3 against West Texas. Very exciting, obviously, for you as a senior, but talk about what you think that means in terms of where the program's come in a very short time.
It's come a long way, because I'm sure the first year we were here, nobody expected Commerce Women's Basketball to be playing on a national platform like that ever. And it just shows how much the program has elevated in these last few years. And that's exciting, especially I've been here the whole time, and to see the turnaround like that and to see Coach come and make a change with the program, that's really exciting, and we are really excited about that game.
Good. You ready for the lightning round?
Yes.
All right. Favorite movie?
I like a lot of movies. I watch movies all the time.
All right, top three.
Princess is over there yelling, Precious. I like that movie, but that's not one of my favorites. I like Love and Basketball, of course.
All right, yeah, good
my
one.
Old movie, Lean On Me, I really like
Lean On Me.
And I don't know about the last one.
These are two of our better answers so far. I can relate both of those. Favorite meal?
Chicken wings, hot wings, any kind of wings.
Any kind of wings?
Mm-hmm.
All right. How spicy?
Very. I like them really hot.
Favorite class you've taken here at Commerce?
My favorite class. I don't know.
There's got to be one.
My favorite class. I don't know.
You have a favorite professor, favorite subject?
Well, all of my classes deal with the medical field and stuff like that, dealing with the human body and that type of stuff that I'm interested in. So.
Okay, good. All right. Very important question. Who has the best fashion sense on your team?
The best fashion sense? Probably Princess. She dresses very well.
Yeah, she's angling to get up here, too. Princess does have style.
Yeah, she does. Okay.
Yeah. She's dressed in a very nice Under Armour jacket today. All right. Now, the most important question. We've gotten various answers to this throughout the year. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Hey, come back and see us during the season, all right?
Right.
Arteza Gay from women's basketball. Lions open the season Friday at 3 o'clock in the field house at home, and Saturday at 7:30 against Colorado State Pueblo, and then Monday night at 5:30 against Lubbock Christian. So thanks for joining us. We'll be back in segment three.
This show and others like it from KETR.org are made possible by generous contributions from listeners just like you. Donate today at KETR.org.
Back in segment three on Lions Roar, here from the main cafe on the Texas A&M University Commerce campus, joined by our favorite head golf coach, Ron McCosco. And we won't tell Buddy Jones that. Well, he's not the head coach, so we won't tell Buddy that. You're certainly not our prettiest golf coach, but you are our head coach. You are our favorite head coach. So let's jump right in. Men coming off a great win to wrap up the fall season. I said a great win. I didn't say a great final round because I know you're going to talk about that one, and as I expect a coach to. Yeah. But it great thing to win our home tournament. Two wins and four fall starts, and I'm going to just let you go with it because but I am going to brag on you because you may not do that. But we're eighth in the country, and 14th in the coaches poll, and that's the first time for A&M Commerce to be in the coaches poll. So really a lot of momentum, but also a lot of takeaways from the fall to get ready for the spring competitive season. Talk about what this time of year means.
Well, coming off the fall, it was really, it was a great situation for us because we had so much, so much change and so much blending that we had to really do. We had people that were recruited by Coach Bledsoe. We had people that were recruited by Coach Schiffelbein. And then we had, obviously, some people that we brought with us from our last school. And then we had freshmen and transfers as well that were new to A&M Commerce. So, for the semester to go pretty smoothly, all things considered, I think we're very pleased with that. We had some really positive results. Some things, you mentioned that last round. For whatever reasons, and I think we've got a pretty good idea of why, but we weren't as strong in the third round on the men's side this fall as we can be. But, you don't want to play your best golf in October anyway.
Right.
So I think we're really happy about that. We like the group we have. We have to keep working on developing what we want our culture to be. But I think we've got people who are excited about what they're seeing. I think we've got some people that are seeing some progress. They're trying some new things that we're kind of asking them to do, and they're seeing some results. And that's always fun for a coach when you have that happen. But our focus right now that we're out of the fall season, is going to be on the culture. There's some things that we can do and can't do because of NCAA rules. We're a little bit limited in the amount of activity we can participate with them on. But we really want to be focused on getting ourselves ready for our great start to the spring. And our hope is that we'll build on what we've been doing and not a situation where we're going to fall back and then have to kind of restart when we get into second, third week of January. But I really think there's a lot of things on the table that are really exciting for our players. And if you play the game, they have the chance to be where we're at right now, opening some doors possibly to super regional opportunities. And you get into that door, and really everything else can happen at that point. And I think that's, if you're a competitive golfer, and I think we've got, a group that is, you got to be pretty excited about that.
Absolutely. For me, I know in that final round, the combination of wind and running out of peanut butter granola bars was the challenge. But that's just me, not the other five golfers out there. No. Hey, but you and I did have a chance, in all seriousness, to visit out there. And I was really fascinated while we were watching the guys come through on that par three and talking about, the change in culture, because like you said, you're not blending one roster, one program. You're blending potentially pieces of three different ones. And golf's a little different. It is a team sport in terms of score and accumulation of sport. You don't pass the golf ball. You don't you don't play a scramble at the college level. You don't have to necessarily rely. It's what's between the two ears for everybody. But you come together as a team. I thought that was just I think your approach with the guys is, and the ladies is really fascinating. Talk a little bit in detail about how you approach it with them.
Well, I think the first thing is that we do a lot of things that are intentionally a little bit different than a lot of people, but one of the things we try to do is we don't want to do our coaching at the tournament. Realistically, you're not, they're under stress. They're trying to do the best they can. That's kind of the brightest of the bright lights. And that's for us, that's not when you do your work. You know, we want to do our work back here in Commerce at Sulphur Springs. We want to do our work here, working on both the physical and the mental game. And when we get out to that situation, I mean, you know, we've got some pretty darn good players, some players that may have pro aspirations. And sure. So, you know, if you get yourself to the into that arena, you know, you're not going to be going around with a caddy, for example. If you turn pro, you're going to start off on the mini tours and paying your dues. And so you're going to have to do it yourself. And so our situation is we want to put them in the position to be successful, but we also want to give them the ability to basically fly. You know, we don't want to sit there and read every putt and do all those kinds of things. We want them to believe in themselves. We want them to embrace the moment. We want them to remember their teammates in the sense that, you know, a lot of times in golf, you know, you can be very much an individual sport, but we want to try to approach it more from a team standpoint in the sense that if you start to do things differently, if you start to think about your score and, you know, where you're at and you start to get a little frustrated, now you may lose some strokes that the team gets hurt by that. Maybe some other player now has to pick you up. And we think, you know, we've got some really good players, and when we put five players out there, in our sport, you only count four of them. Yep. So if all five people can compete for 18 holes and play, you know, tough, hard-nosed golf, we think we can turn in four really good scores and quite possibly a fifth as well. But, you know, we may be dropping a really good score if we can stick to that mentality.
And before we switch over to the get a quick summary on the women, Blake Hartford and Wilfredo Sanchez earning men's golfer honors of the week throughout the fall. Certainly some momentum to carry over there. On the women's side, Makena Thomas, school record 54 holes at Dallas Baptist, to win LSC Golfer of the Week. And for the women, in four starts, three upper division finishes, two top four finishes. Talk about the momentum, and certainly they're bringing together three different pieces of different rosters.
Yeah, we have a little bit of a different roster makeup there, where we have kind of a, you know, we're a little bit top heavy. We got several seniors, but we also have a bunch of freshmen. So, excuse me. So our situation there is a little bit different in the sense that we're starting a lot of young players, a lot of freshmen that are coming out. Even McKenna getting a chance at early in her sophomore year to get, you know, play a lot in the top five. You know, she's a young lady that is really, really strong, but she has a tendency, like a lot of us do, to be a little bit more difficult, you know, tough on herself. And the way we want to play, at least, is we want to kind of get her away from that, where she goes out there with a greater sense of optimism and is allowed to, you know, mentally unlocks her so she can play, be the best version of herself when she's playing the game. But we have a really good young group. You know, we've got to get better. It's a little different situation on the men's side. We're currently ranked somewhere in the 30s. And, you know, where the men's, the way the national setup in the men is that the strength of golf, college golf, the top people or the top teams in college golf on the men's side are in Florida. The top programs in women's golf are in Texas.
Right.
And so that makes it really challenging for them, for us, to get into the super regional, because we really have to go through just a gauntlet of really, really strong programs. And so, you know, we're going to really have to do a much better job of trying to learn quickly for those young players. And we've got the ability to do that. We've got the time to do that. I think we've got people who want to do that. And in a lot of ways, that's on us as coaches to bring them along. I think that there's probably a little bit more pressure on us to help them maybe on that side, where the men, you know, we've got them in a pretty good place, and they're in a pretty good place on their own. So we can kind of let them go a little bit. But I think on the women's side, we're probably going to have to step up and do a little bit better job as coaches.
Fantastic. Hey, look forward to having you and some of your student-athletes back in the spring. Best of luck, and enjoy the winter. And I know you said this is the winter is when you get your spring success path laid. So really appreciate what you and Anna and Buddy and your graduate assistants have done in a very short time here.
Well, thank you very much.
Ron, thanks very much. Coach Ron McCosco on segment three. And as we wrap up, very big weekend here at home for our volleyball program. 7 o'clock Friday night against UT Permian Basin. Chance to lock up the second place ranking in the conference for the conference tournament next week. And then senior day on Sunday at 2. On Saturday at 2. That's LCF senior sellout day, senior spike day. So free admission there for senior day. Come out and support the great senior class for volleyball. And we'll have Coach Case on next week to preview our conference championship as we head to the Lone Star Conference Tournament in Stephenville. That's it for this week's edition of the Lions Roar. Thanks for joining us on KETR, the Lions Sports Network.